Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. As I said yesterday, I love this conference. This is the conference of my heart. And I'm sorry I have accent, okay? So I have tried all my life to get rid of it, but anyway, as I say, I'm going to hack your mind. I love this subject. I don't know how many of you know already what QR code is or data matrix. Okay, a few. And augmented reality. So you are going to like, oh, wonderful, wonderful. So who I am, my background. I am engineer in background, then I have post-graduation in marketing, then in design, then master degree in art, and I finished my PhD in art. So I deal with several different areas, and I love that. I teach in master of business schools in Brazil to universities and participate of other things. I have two books in search marketing, my presentation of yesterday. Actually, for those who were here yesterday, the slide share put my presentation on the technical featured presentations page today. It will be all the time. I was really, really happy about that. I don't know if it's common here, but for me, it's the first time, so I'm very happy. And also, I work with art. And one of my artworks uses QR code. The one that was awarded last year in Florence Biennale uses QR codes. So you can interact after the presentation if you like. It's online. So this presentation is already on SlideShare. You can find slideshare.net/Marta Gabriel. This and the one of yesterday. So we are going to talk about mixed realities, mobile tagging, and some guidelines. So you are going to leave this presentation able to create augmented realities and QR codes yourself. So usually people, what's the problem? Oh, something is wrong. Or maybe. Okay, so I'm going to do this, okay? It's better? Okay, let's go this way. It's better. Mixed realities. So what is mixed reality? This is when you mix objects from the digital world or virtual world with objects here, physical objects. So you interact in both worlds. This is the good thing about mixed realities. It's not a new concept. Actually, social media is not a new concept. Social networks are not new concepts. And also, it's not a new concept. If you see, have you seen the Terminator 1 in 1984? Yes, I do. I'm not going to run. I have a small video that shows Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was the bad guy arriving. And when he sees using the eyes and looking for clothes, and he's matching the clothes of people with their needs, his needs, it's augmented reality. When you are looking at reality with extra information from a digital layer, this is augmented reality. So it existed in 1984. If it existed in 1984, why are we talking about this now? It's 222, isn't it? It's I'm sorry, I'm trying not doing this, okay? Let's try. So why are we so interested now? We have this for decades now. Just because now your mobile phones, your web cameras, everything you have are hardware for augmented reality. In the past, we need a $1 million equipment to do augmented reality. Now, all of you are equipped already, and this is very, very mainstream. This is why we are starting using this a lot. And I believe, okay, Second Life, people believed in that, and some people don't like it anymore. It is great, okay, believe me. It is the records of money in Second Life is going up, up, and up. For this thing, it's not, how do you say, when it's fashion, it's not fashion. Something that is in the moment, that there is a word, oh, I'm sorry. Trend, yes, it's not just a trend. This is something that is really, really useful in several areas. I'm going to show you several of these areas, okay? The definition from mixed reality, we have augmented reality, I have talked a little bit about, but we have also virtual reality. You have heard about virtual reality and other levels. So this is a very good classification, mixed realities, which put all these things very, very conceptual in that place, in their places. So we have the real environment, which is it's here, the physical environment we are. In the other extremity, in other the opposite is, yes, thank you. We have the virtual environment, which is, we have the virtual reality. You are completely in there. Just for you to know, there is no total real environment. We here are not in the same reality. Each one of us are seeing different things. We have different backgrounds. So we are different, we are not in the same reality. So there is no such a thing as pure reality. We cannot touch that. The other thing is virtual environment. We are not in virtual environment completely as well. We cannot be. The only way to be in virtual environment would be to be in Matrix. Have you seen the Matrix movie, the first one, which is the good one? Yes. If you are in the Matrix and you don't know that you have a body, this is virtual reality. You are really, really, really into that. It's easier to be in virtual reality when you are playing a game or in Second Life than you are using that clothes, because you always remember that you are using the clothes. They are not that good. In between, from real things, the physical things, and the virtual environment, we have a mix of things. In the middle, which would be the mixed reality pure, we could say we have holography. Holography, do you know? I'm saying correctly? Okay. Holography, you have one holography of person which is projected here interacting with me, and I'm interacting with them. So it's very mixed. It's not improving the reality, but it's all the parts are getting the same. When you have something that is improving the reality, this is augmented reality. When the Terminator is looking at things, he's trying to find a clothes to put on. So he's trying to get in a better reality here. So this is augmented reality. On the other hand, when you are in the virtual environment and you get information from the real environment, you are improving the situation over there. So this is augmented virtuality. When you are in Second Life and you have participation of people from here in their situation, send information. This is augmented virtuality, okay? The problem is virtual reality and augmented virtuality, we still need a lot of equipment. We don't have very cheap equipment. But here, we are now set to do a lot of interesting things we are going to talk now. We can use this in several areas, from propaganda, games, I'm going to show you several examples. Maintenance, I'm going to show a video. Have you seen a video from BMW with a man replacing stuff? I'm going to show you. Maintenance is a really, really, really good thing to do with augmented reality because it trains people. I'm going to show you the video, okay? So don't make faces of, oh my God, it's okay. And education and other things, I'm going to show you. Some examples on virtual reality. Have you been in a cave before? Digital cave? Yes. So you always know that you are there. You cannot forget that because you are wearing a lot of things. So you wear glasses and gloves and these kind of things, and then you navigate. But you can bump on a wall. So you need to be aware about your physical body. Another cave, military. Military, they have been the first to use these kind of things for simulation and for training. Holographic game, when you are playing holographic gaming into the virtual stuff, this is virtual reality too. This is a suit for virtual reality. You need to put this on, so you never forget you are wearing that. The good thing about virtual reality will be when you don't need to use anything, to wear anything, then it will be perfect. I like this one very much. It went to Brazil in Campus Party last year. In this situation, you are wearing gloves and the gun and also the glasses, but you can run as you want because you are not bumping anything. This is, can you see? You can run inside the sphere. So you can forget a little bit about your physical situation. This is really interesting. So augmented reality is what most interested us here because this is what we can really use and do. And Jim O'Reilly said recently that the future of the hardware is a pair of glasses. Why did he say that? Because when you have a glass, you can see both worlds. You can see digital plus what we have here and interact with both. So probably I have another video here, if we have time I'm going to show you, from Nokia. This is a concept. And how you use your cell phone as the computer, and then you have the glasses and the the phones to here, and then you can interact with anything in the world and with augmented reality. Some examples I'm going to show you, we can use it now. We can use the cell phone, transparent screens we have already for cell phones and for computers, so you can see both the worlds. They are prototyping lenses, so the lens is in your eye, so you can see, like the Terminator. This is the way Terminator does. And also using webcams. Usually, when we are using webcams, we are in a fixed environment. When we are using smartphones, we are on the move. So the information we need in that situations are very different, one from another. So, one example, I'm going to show you good examples, how to do this correctly. Sometimes people think this is something fashion only, because people do wrongly. Just that you point at something, and then you only see a ball snipping or something like that. This is silly. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Anytime you are going to do this, augmented reality or anything, think about what am I improving in my user experience. If you are not going to improve anything, don't do that. Choose another thing that is going to improve their experience, okay? But you can really use this to improve experience. One good example is this. These are cards for baseball. Here in the United States, it's a very strong thing in the culture, am I right? So since this is important for people, when you show the card to the webcam in a specific URL, it shows the animation of that player talking to you, and then you can play baseball. You can throw balls on augmented reality using this character that is shown to you. So this is really, really interesting. It has a concept that improves the experience of the person. The other thing is in advertisement, the Mini Cabrio and Mini Cooper, all these cars, they use augmented reality to show the new models. So this is a magazine. You receive the magazine. You show this to the webcam, and then you see the 3D model of the car in all directions. This is really interesting, because if you are interested in buying that car, you can see that car on the web in all that situation. Look, it's very easy today to do that, just to point something with a marker and see something on the other side. What is the difference here is what you put on the other side, what people are going to see. Modeling, we have for ages also, and you are going to do to create a good modeling to be interesting for the person, okay? This is a game. So you see, this is the marker for augmented reality. When you point the camera to this, these things appear. What is this? Do you know that game where you move and the ball needs to go to a specific hole? This is kids, this is fun. You do this with this man here. So this is a virtual personage character. And then when you move the cubes, it goes to a door and needs to enter the other cube. And then you are connecting. It is a word, art world, actually, using augmented reality. This is the video I'm going to show you. This is a conceptual video because we don't still have the technology. We do, but it is expensive. The technology to do what it does. The man wears the glass, and he says, next step for controlling the pace of the operation. So, see, even I can change a car, replace a part if I follow this. So I'm going to show to you.
Release two screws.
next then?
Remove intake duct.
I will not show you everything because we don't have time, but it goes and goes, and you can see later on in the presentation. I have the link, so you can see it it after, okay? But you got the idea, didn't you? So you can understand what is going on here. Okay, this is a slice for the head. So the students for medicine, they can see what is going on in the head, in every place in the head, so they can operate you better. So this is really good. You just change the marker position, and then it changes the part of the brain it's going to show you. This is a browser, layer browser. You put on Android, and then you can choose the layer you want to see. This is Amsterdam, where this company is from, and you see a channel. And then you select if you want to see restaurants, if you want to see hospitals or any kind of things, and you can put your own layer that in your company layer with your specific places, and then it shows you how to navigate and what is around. So it's really good. This is another video concept from Nokia. I will leave it to you so you can see later, okay? Otherwise I cannot do all things we need to do here. So everything you see is in the glasses. It doesn't work perfectly yet because you need gesture. Have you tried gesture interfaces? Who has tried gesture interface? Yes, it's not that precise, that accurate. But for change pages, etc., it's okay. You can try this. I have another example here. This is GM, augmented reality windshield. The windshield shows you all the important things that happen in the road. And then he tracks your eyes. If you are looking to the wrong place, it lets you know. And also it lets you know when you arrived, instead of saying, you arrived at the place. You arrived at the place. It shows you where the place is, so better than GPS. This is an amazing, really interesting augmented reality game. Do you remember the slogan of Adidas? Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing. So this here is the tennis shoes. When you show the, I don't know the part that is, you know, here, no. The part that goes out of, is the tongue, thank you. I don't know the name it in English. When you show this to the webcam, it shows this, which is a game, and you play with your strings. So you play the game. This is amazing. The concept is right. This is really, and it's impossible is nothing, right? So this is really great. Sixth Sense, who has seen Sixth Sense from MIT? I highly recommend you to see this movie. This is a prototype. This is the guy who developed that. So with this equipment, you can really manipulate the reality here with digital objects, according to the context. Really, really interesting. It's in development, but we are going to see this really, really fast, I think some years from now. You have several remote control, right? So this is a universal remote control, and then you project your skin. And then you just type your skin and you change everything, and you change between the controls. So much easier. You always have your skin, right? So you don't need anything else and find all the things. This, you can hyperlink the real world like we do in web images, in website. You hyperlink a monument or castle or anything, and then when you point there, you select where you are going to when you click. So you can map anything in the real world. This is Flyer. Who wants to try gesture interface? There is a video in YouTube. Please don't fail on me when you see the video. It was captured 1 second, 1 minute just to show how it works. This is a screensaver. When you get the screensaver mode, it starts to record you, and then it shows, it's augmented reality, okay? These trees and these birds, which is Twitter. When you tap, when you bump the birds, it shows the messages for you here. So they stay in your screen and you start playing with them. This is really interesting. You can download, install, it's really quick, and then you can play with this interface really fast. Zugara, have you seen Zugara? This is for e-commerce. You can put this in your store, in the college store, for example, and then the person stays like this girl in front of the camera, and then with the marker, she sets the position, and then she can just touch the buttons and switch the clothes. And then after she does that, the best thing is She can picture several options and send it to her friends and see which is the best. We women like to have opinions, okay? If it's better than other things. So this is really, really interesting. You are using augmented reality. How to do this? If you are a programmer, R2Kit is a very, very simple way to do that in almost all languages. This kind of augmented reality is you have a mark. Actually, I have a mark here. If we have time, I'm going to show you right here. We are going to create augmented reality, okay, in this situation. So you have a mark, you show to the camera or to cell phone, and then something else appears. They have developed this for Flash. So Flash, you have a very simple comments. If you use this, you can develop it in Flash. And if you're not programmers, there is a website, EasyFlare, where they have already the marks ready. I have the mark here. I'm going to show you how it is. And then we can do this together in the end, if we have time. And you can do yourself. You can choose between, this is the mark, okay? You can print from the website. When you show this in front of the camera, it shows whatever you want, a picture, a video, a text, your page, anything. We can do this together, okay? In the end, we do that, okay? Okay, everybody's pleased with augmented reality. Yes, it's really cool, okay? You are going to use this, I'm sure. The other thing is mobile tagging. Mobile tagging, you have seen this, it's a QR code, but we have much more than QR codes. But basically, mobile tag is a 2D barcode that you can scan with your cell phone, just like this, okay? We have several kinds of information we can, this works like this. You point, you need to install the reader. I'm going to leave you with the address for several readers here, okay? You point the camera to the code, it decodify, and then you click to go to the web, just like this. This is very simple. And then you can encrypt several kinds of information. This is the good thing. If you scan here now, the first one goes to my website. The second one, my contact information. When you put your contact information there, when people scan, it goes directly to the agenda if they save in their cell phone. So you don't need business card anymore, okay? You don't need to have printed things anymore. The other thing, you can set up this for SMS or to email you directly, or even text. You can put a lot of text inside of it. This is a really, really good, but the most important thing is the URL. Can you imagine if you have a URL in a code, it's like to put buttons in everything. If I put a tattoo with my website, this is a button on me, okay, to go to my website. So you can put in share, you can put this on artworks, you can put this in monuments, you can put this in your orientation sessions in your university, you can put in catalog. My next book, I'm launching a new book in digital marketing now in October. I have put QR codes in the pages, so you, if you are reading the book, you scan that and you go to the video in YouTube, so you can see the example right away if you are in a wireless area. So you can connect both the words. This is why I say this is augmented reality. You are adding a level, a layer of digital information to any print thing in the world, okay? We have several kinds, not only QR code, so I'm going to tell you which is the difference. We have several kinds of codes, 12 are for mobile, can be scanned with cell phone. You see, QR code is quick response code. This is a Japanese initial pattern. When you have three squares in three of the corners, this is a QR code, okay? When you have, this is data matrix, it is the second most used in the world. This is a UK pattern. So when you have this, two lines, yes, black lines, this is data matrix. The other one are cool, this is really beautiful short code, but they are not very used. And this one is really interesting because it's the only one that lets you to put your logo inside, BTAG. BTAG is interesting because you can put, the other ones you cannot put your logo here without messing with the code. In this one, you can really put your logo here without messing with the code. So the most used are these both, usually the readers read both, yeah. Yeah, if you put in the QR code, maybe it doesn't work. You are going to need to fix this, and it's a lot of work to try to do that. Yeah, but you can try. Here, it's made for that, so you can really use this without a problem. Do you want me to scan a logo, scan a code for those who have never seen? So maybe maybe I scan one, so you are going to feel better, okay? Because of those who didn't see, maybe I'm talking nonsense, yes. So I just put the, I think Enigma is the best. I'm going to give you all the URL, so you can install that. As soon as you open the application, it opens your camera scan. And then the camera seems like you are going to take a picture, but you are not, okay? And then we go in front of this. Let's choose that one. And I put in front it red, and it has a button to go to my website, okay? So just it. And then I click and go to the website. I hope it's mobile, certo? Oh, sorry, it's in Portuguese. I hope it's mobile. If not mobile, people are getting in trouble. They are getting your website and not a good experience. So more and more people are starting using this. I haven't talked about this for 2 years now, and now I've seen people raising hands when I talk. So this is really amazing and wonderful. We are going to do this all together later on. So there is another pattern, Microsoft Tag, which you need a specific reader for them, and specifically website URL to create them. It's in the end. The good thing about this is, as it's in color, it's not good to print on things, but it scan right away. And when you use this, you can show the image just after point at this. So it has some different characteristics from the other ones. Just for you to compare, linear barcode has 20 digits only. When you have a QR code, you have 7,000 if it's numeric, 4,000 if you have characters, 3,000 if it bytes, if it's binary, and also in other language like kanji and the other alphabets. So you can really, really put interesting information inside here. Last year, we have not yet adopted fully all these codes, and MIT came with BoCode. BoCode is very small, even smaller than QR codes. You can see very from afar, like 10 meters, and it stores more and more data. So we are going to a next step before we really have done this. In Japan, they use this in everywhere. I don't know if you have been in Japan, but even in receipts, everything they have QR code, they are used to that because they are in another level of connection. They start before, okay? But here we are starting to do that. This is great for cross-media and to conversions of media. I'm going to show you some examples. I'm show you these examples, but entertainment. Have you seen the movie, the video clip, musical clip from Pet Shop Boys last year called Integral? It won Kanye Award using QR code. The great thing about this is you weren't able to scan the QR code in television because it was fast. It is a musical clip. So you need to go to YouTube, cross media. In YouTube, you need to freeze the QR code, and then you scan, and then you go to your cell phone to ask website about the making of. So this is completely cross-media, telling his story across things. Really, really well done. I'm going to show you. You can test later on. This is my artwork. I'm not going to talk about that, but if you want, you can interact with this online, sensitiverose.com.br. In marketing, can you imagine all the places where you don't have information to put information? You don't have place to put information, you just put a QR code and people scan and have all the information you want them to have online. And you can have levels of information. You can have layers, different layers like music, sound, recorded voices, video, text, images, anything you want, and the user can select. No, but when you encrypt, if you encrypt the contact, it goes in the format of V-card, so it goes to any agenda. Any agenda? Yes, any calendar. So you don't need to transform anything. It goes straight to your cell phone. This is much better for me because sometimes I receive a lot of business card, and I don't know who is who. But when it goes straight to my agenda, I can mark down and write some notes. So this is really, really interesting. In education, you can, besides of book and encyclopedias, there are two very interesting examples. Putting QR code on test tubes in labs, so the students can scan that and know what they need to do. And if they didn't pay attention to the professor, they can do it again, no problem. You have all the instructions over there. A guy creates a periodic table of elements in chemistry, and when you scan the elements, you see a video talking about the element and showing what the element is it's much more interesting than just know that it's carbonate or anything of that, okay? Public and cultural field, you can put this in museums, so you don't need more the headphones and that hardware you need to exchange to your documents. You just have your cell phone and you can go in several levels just putting QR code. And in higher education, you can use this. Links for download mobile application. If you have a mobile application in your campus, you can put this on the website and the students scan from the website and they install the mobile application right from there or from the catalogs or in the signing campus. You could sign conferences actually. You put all the QR code and you know where you are and the indications where you go, a digital layer on that. So the examples, Integral, Pet Shop Boys, you can check online later on, the video is on YouTube. Semapedia. This is like Wikipedia. Every place you have in Wikipedia, you can put a QR code in that place, and information from Wikipedia comes. So you are matching the digital layer from the world with the physical things in the world. In Japan, they use thumbs with QR code. I think this is a good idea. Some people don't like that. But have you imagined how many dead websites and people who died, and then the links are there, and we don't use anymore. It's much more interesting when you die to scan that and you see the videos, the website, or what the people did during their life. So in Japan, they are using that. Packages, you can increase the information in packages. This building in Tokyo is amazing. This is a commercial building. And then they put all the promotions on the facade. And when you scan, you know what is good to buy or not. And also, they developed an augmented reality application. And then for iPhone, when you are in front of the building, you scan and then you see what people are tweeting inside of the building. So you not even enter the building, you know what's going on there, if you have to buy something or not. And you must be very, very transparent to do that, okay? Because people maybe are talking bad things inside of the store. I don't know. We never know. Weather Channel, they did a really, really interesting cross-media thing. On television, they showed the QR code where you can scan to get your Android application from Weather Channel. So they guarantee you are with them all the time in another platform. So really interesting. This is for fun. When you scan, you are voting the most beautiful lady, but you are not going to get all the picture, okay? You are going to get the same picture, and also maybe it's a good idea for students to increase do that. Maybe they like. In facades, this is really interesting. You can put the major information of your company in facades. People passing through. Be aware of the size of this, and you need to consider that. You need a distance, you need a bigger size so that people can scan from the street. Scan, so you can have all. I like this idea. I don't like tattoo very much because it's forever, but since you can change your digital part of the tattoo, this is great. So I have a connection and I can change everything over there in my website or where is the link. Advertisement, Mini Cabrio. Pepsi always uses the digital things very well, so Pepsi. And finally, a geeky Sandcastle, okay? You don't need to know SOS anymore, but how to do a QR code. And then you have something to do when you are lost in a beach. This is, it takes much more time than just an SOS on there. So how do we do that? Really simple, you just need to have a mobile phone with camera and connected to the internet, okay? Wireless or not, it doesn't matter. Install the reader. You can install three kinds of, I think these are the best readers we have. Enigma, this is my preferred. It's very precise. Enigma, you just point your browser, mobile browser, to this address, and it recognizes your mobile kind, and then it installs for you. If you have iPhone, just go to App Store and look for Enigma. It reads QR codes and data matrix. BTag, it reads QR codes, data matrix, and BTag. He reads all them. And Microsoft reads only Microsoft, okay? And to create the tags, you go on the web, and then you go to enigma.com, and you create the code. BTag, you create these three kinds of code, and Microsoft this one. I'm going to create one code with you, okay? So you're going to see how easy it is. It's just very, very simple. Oh, not Twitter. here. This is Enigma, create barcodes, the address I gave you just seconds ago. When you can choose website link, you can choose a message, contact details, or send SMS. So if I put www, you see, it's creating already. I add. It's okay. You can put a title on that. It's like web. You can choose between QR code or data matrix here. You can change the size. And then when you are ready, you just save image as, and that's it. You can apply it everywhere. So it's so easy. The Enigma is the most pure. It doesn't put noise in the code. So you can put this on Photoshop later on, and then you can you cannot change the proportion, but you can resize this for more or for less as you want. So very simple, you just need to do that, and you are set. So some tips. When you create the codes, you can spin to any direction, it recognizes. You cannot only change the contrast. You can put any color you want. But if it is a dark on, it must be dark on light. If you change this, the code is blue. No problem, no way to read. About reading, pay attention distance. If you're putting this on the facade, people need to be in a certain distance to read. They cannot be in middle of the street. They are going to be bumped by a car. So they need to be in a safe sidewalk, and then you need to measure that and be aware that it's okay. When you put too much information in a code, it gets with a lot of squares. You cannot squeeze this too much, otherwise you cannot read. Always test your code before printing in other places. Otherwise you can get surprised with bad results, okay? The other thing is, Enigma is the most precise, and security, we are going to talk about security in a minute, I'm going to show you the last one. Useful tools. If you want to read in the codes in a webcam and not in your cell phone, this is free, and this application allows you to do that, like in bookstores. You just scan the code in the camera, and that's okay. And also, either if you have the image, you don't want to get scanned with your camera, you just decode the image directly here, okay? Don't need a cell phone. Some last considerations. First things, if you use mobile tag, you are helping the environment, sustainability. You don't need to print a lot of tickets for shows or boarding passes, etc., etc. You can do this right from your cell phone and then you scan in another place. So this is good for the environment. The second thing, how many of you have tracked the traditional media, printed media? This is complicated. You need to ask people where you saw my advertisement, where you knew about me, right? Here, you don't need to do that. If people scan the QR code from a magazine, you can just put this tag in your URL, so you know where they are coming from. Magazines, New York Times, or TV, or anywhere from your backyard. It doesn't matter. You put the tag here, and then you know. So now you can track the traditional media. And the last thing, we must pay attention to security. This is a really interesting way to use that. Calvin Klein made a video that was censored. And then what they did, they couldn't put the images on the billboards. So they put a QR code. When you scan that, you see the censored video. So they get it uncensored. In this case, it was used in the, okay, you know that something, there is nothing awful over there, but you know that something that was censored previously is going to show up. But on the other hand, you never know what is going to come with the code you're scanning. As you are entering this world of augmented reality and mobile tagging, we need to know what we are scanning. Otherwise, you can get virus, malicious codes, etc., or pornography. You don't know what is going to show in your screen. So you are going to need to learn a little bit more about how to control these kind of things to get security. Enigma lets you see the URL before clicking on that to go. But BTagged doesn't allow you. And then maybe Enigma is better because of that. I always know where I'm clicking on with my cell phone. So basically, that's it. If I have 1 minute, I'm going to show the augmented reality, or I can show you later on. So if you know anything better, forgive my innocence. Otherwise, enjoy with me, because this is really cool. I love this both technology. Thank you very much. And I'm going, don't applaud. I'm going to show you in 1 second. Yeah, I'm going to show, okay, you can applaud later on. I'd be very appreciate. But I'm going to show you one. May I have one minute? Okay, I think it's worth. I'm going to create an augmented reality with you. So you are going to see how easy it is to do. This is the easy flyer I told you. So you go to the generator. And when you are here, you can download all these kind of things and the images, to images or files, videos, music, etc. And then you have this marker I showed you. Actually, I have three here. You can have up to five in the same page, okay? And each marker shows a different thing. I'm going to create one for you. So I can select a file. I select a picture. If it's very, very heavy, like a video, you need to pay attention. If you want to have a video to be shown, put a very, very small video, okay? Otherwise, the experience of our user is not good. So, desktop. Okay, this one. You can put title, etc. I'm not going to do this. When you publish, it goes to the page. See here, it creates a page for me. So I give this URL to the person who I want to see this augmented reality. Okay, this is my URL. Okay, easyflyer 694924. Okay, when you are here, you just go here, allow the webcam. Now you are going to see me, and then when you show the marker to the camera. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Please. We just did a very, very short, silly thing here, but you can do this with anything. You don't need to be a programmer. It works very easily. And then when you just give the URL to the other people, they can download the markers here in this page, and you're all set with augmented reality, okay? So thank you very much. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer to you, okay? Is a standard for all the world. So it's going to be, it's not a specific reader for me. This is like when you have a browser like Safari or Internet Explorer, any browser. So people who are familiar with that will know what to do. How to get them familiar? First, we are getting all around the world the 3G connection cheaper. This is what it gets. If you have a very expensive internet connection, people don't get interested in that because they are not wanting to pay a lot to get scanning. When you have a cheaper access, I think they are going to be more on that. Also, every time I give this presentation or use this sometimes in other things I do, people get very excited and they are spread. So I think this is like when we start to use internet in the beginning, in 1994. It takes a little while, but then when it gets, I think, for example, you could develop an application, iPhone application for your students for orientation and main information. One thing my students complain in MBA classes, when a class is canceled, they receive a mail. Sometimes they are not able to see the mail, but they could see the application warning them. So there are several ways of combining geolocation and all urgent information with this kind of application. So I really think it's going to be more popular as time goes by. Okay? And education. I believe in education. Okay? I'm a teacher. I believe in education. You need to educate all the people. Any more questions? I will be here until tomorrow, so it will be a pleasure to talk to any of you. Okay, thank you very much for your attention. Bye.